look, I think one of the things that's helped us is the versatility with a few of the players. Arsenio's played a few spots. You've seen Ryan Ramczyk play both sides of the ball. You've seen Andrus, you know, play inside, play outside, and I think that experience I think will be important. You know, the rosters and the way they're made up in our league sometimes can be challenging as you're trying to put together your game day actives and deal with injuries. And you know, I said this before, I think there's a handful of things that have gone right in that regard. The selection of Ramczyk, I think, was significant because of the flexibility it gave us at tackle. You know, we've had Teron down, we've had Zach down. And, you know, I think that fortunately we've been able to move some guys around and been able to still play winning football.
Sean, what are your thoughts on Tampa Bay? I know it's a divisional game, obviously, but they've been struggling a little bit.
It always seems like we play these guys in tough games. They are division opponents, so the teams know each other a little better. You know, we're kind of in the midst. This season seems like we're getting into our division games later than before. I know we've had one, but, you know, this whole week will be focused on, you know, their offense and defense, the kicking game. You know, they've added some pieces to what they do. They're moving the ball very well. They're second in the league in offense, near the top of the league in passing offense, and I think they're explosive that way. I think defensively, you know, they played, I thought, a real good game last week against Carolina when you watch the film, and they did a good job of kind of containing that offense. So it'll be a challenge like it always is when you play someone like this in your division, and our focus will be more internal in regards to how we're preparing and how we're practicing.
Sean, speaking of that Tampa defense, what have you seen out of Kendall Beckwith?
Man, he's played a lot of spots and a lot of snaps. You know, there's some film of him playing the mic. There's some film of him playing the outside backer position. I think he's been impressive. And you know, he's someone that carries his pads well. He's strong. He's big. And he's had some versatility. You know, and that's pretty challenging to do in a system when you're a rookie at linebacker.
And what did you guys think? Obviously,
we liked the player. He was big. We had him in here actually on our pro day. He came in. You know, a lot of it was the fit and what round, but there's so many of these guys you get to know before they get drafted. But, you know, he was a guy we researched, you know, from Louisiana, small town, and a guy, shoot, CJ coached his brother over at Tulane. So it's a, you know, it's a pretty small fraternity when you're talking about an in-state player, and you know, us knowing the player, we know him pretty well, and it's good to see him doing well.
Sean, how much of a consideration is running with the slot corner position?
Say that again.
How much do you guys consider somebody's run defense in the slot cornerback position? Is it important? Is their coverage skills, or how do you kind of?
I think if they can't tackle, it's tough to play them. I'm just saying, because we on offense can force them to tackle. Like, there's plays we can run where they have to tackle. So at some point, if they're having trouble tackling, then they're going to have trouble.
Hey, Sean, Brett here. How do you, in the context of Mark Ingram's whole season, how do you view the end of his last game, and how does the team kind of hope he'll respond, need him to respond?
Look, I'm sure he'll respond, you know, and I think that, you know, it's every once in a while something like this happens, and the second time it happened in the game, you know, in the 4 minute, you know, I know he was disappointed, upset. I was upset. You know, situationally, you're carrying the ball and you're carrying everyone's hopes and dreams, you know, not just your own. So, you know, he'll work to fix that, and I'm sure he will.
Overall, though, it does seem like he's been having a pretty
led to some of the issues against the run?
Well, I would say very, very specifically, there's been an explosive, like, singular or two plays. In Green Bay, it was the first series. Last week, there's an explosive. The minute you get a plus 50 run, you're almost always are going to have a team that rushes for over 100 yards. You're going to have, your yards per carry is going to be high. But those are still runs that occurred. And so, you know, one of the things this week is we have to be better at eliminating the explosive plays defensively.
And I know that Doug Martin obviously was suspended the first month of the season. What have you seen out of him as he's working his way back into the running game there for the Buccaneers?
Well, he's a strong runner with good balance. We've seen some real good games from him. He's a guy that you got to populate. He's got good vision. I think very good instincts as a runner. And, is someone that's played well versus us.
Thank you, Coach.